Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything. Cause I can't explain the tears that I shed over you. Over you. I see you each morning, but you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head.
Imperials, Going Out of My Head, 1964, went up to number 6 on the pop charts, and the R&B charts, it got up to number 22. Boy, I remember Little Anthony during my high school days. Everybody had those 8-track tapes, and they had a Little Anthony in their car, because you go out on a Friday, Saturday night with your girlfriend, you play some Little Anthony or someone like that. So, good sound by him, Going Out of My Head, Little Anthony Imperials. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the show's, I'd say, kind of heavy on R&B today and a little sound like that. But we've also got a mixture of other things coming in, too. Some pop, some blues, a little bit of everything. So hope you enjoy it. But we're going to get started right now with the Drifters. And then I talk about a mixture of everything. Then we got a Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then Buddy Holly and the Crickets. So here we go right now. And we've got the Drifters and a real good sound, Lonely Wings.
Blow, yeah, I want you to blow my mind. with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm out here on the grass, where the pavement never grows. Well, the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. She's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engine roar.
Hear the mighty engine roar.
See the silver wing on high.
See the silver wing on high.
She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she flies. Morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines. She'll be flying o'er my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good. You're on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be.
Can't jump
jet plane
like
I can a freight train.
So I'd best be on my way.
In the early morning rain.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore. Buddy Holly, 1959, number 13 on the pop charts. This song debuted on the pop charts 3 weeks after the infamous plane crash that took Buddy's life. And the flip side of this is also a well-known song, but only made it to number 88 on the pop charts at the time, 1959, Raining in My Heart. But a real good sound by him, and unfortunately these did hit the charts after his death. Peter, Paul, and Mary before that, Early Morning Rain, a Gordon Lightfoot song that Gordon did release, but I don't think his charted. But this one did, 1965, but it only made it to number 91 on the pop charts, Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then the Drifters before that, 1960, number 54 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B, Lonely Winds, a Doc Pompous and Matt Schumann song. Their next pop hit was their first number one pop hit, Save the Last Dance for Me. What a group they had. Of course, they kept changing people in their groups a lot, but good sound by the Drifters. Okay, we got Aretha Franklin getting us started. Then Gary Mills, not to be confused with Gary Miles. I'll explain that in a minute. Gary Mills. And then the Nutmegs. So here we go right now. Real good sound by Aretha, a cover of a Benny King song. This is Spanish Harlem.
Seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are. When you feel there's no one beside you, look for a star. When you know you're alone and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar. There is someone waiting to guide you. Look for a star, for everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your lucky star, you're sure to find someone to love. A rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star. There's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star. Look for a star.
Untold, the Nutmegs, 1955. This song went up to number 2 on the R&B charts, but didn't really do anything on the pop charts. They do list it as a territorial hit, going to number 5 in St. Louis, but didn't do anything else on the pop charts, but a good hit on the R&B charts for the Nutmegs, Story Untold. Looking for a Star, Gary Mills. Now, this was the original version of this song from 1960, going up to number 26, but approximately the same time, a Gary Miles 45 was listed, and Looking for a Star. And it also charted. In fact, it went to number 16 on the charts. They had the same debut date. So I don't know if there was some mix-up there. I guess I need to look into that a little bit, just have a little fun, find out what was going on with Gary Mills and Gary Miles, and were they both released at the same time? Was this planned? I don't know. But anyway, Looking for a Star, the original version, Gary Mills. And Spanish Harlem, real good sound. Aretha Franklin, 1971, number 2 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. Benny King took it 10 years earlier, 1961, up to number 15 on the pop charts. And had a good sound for him at that time. A song written by Jerry Lieber and Phil Spector. Not not Lieber and Stoller, but Jerry Lieber and Phil Spector wrote Spanish Harlem. And I've always enjoyed that version. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Cleftones coming up, then Junior Parker, and then Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. So here we go right now with the Cleftones and Heart and Soul.
Heart and soul. At me, you've got me loving you madly.
Yeah.
That little kiss that you stole,
you stole,
all my heart.
Sometimes I wonder, yeah, am I man or mouse? I'd like to live as well as that dog does at my house. I got a cold, chilly woman, mean as she can be. I got a cold, chilly woman, mean as she can be. Yes, we fight every night, we ought to be on TV.
Love you long. Ooh, baby, ooh, why don't you come on through? kissing I'd never, never give. Stand a little thing. Stand a little thing, please, baby. Stand a little thing. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh my. Baby, come on through. Let me play with you. It won't be long before the feeling is gone. Stand a little thing. Stand a little thing, please, baby. Stand a little thing. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my.
Oh man, can't get enough Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Really good sound by him. Stingy Little Thing, 1954. It didn't chart. It was on the Federal label. If you go out there looking for that, you have to look on the Federal label, not on their King label. This was early on from 1954. But they did a lot of stuff, man. There's stuff out there by them, and all of it sounds really, really good. He had a great voice for this kind of music. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Stingy Little Thing. Junior Parker before that, Man or Mouse, 1966 on the Duke label. Also a song that didn't chart. But you know Junior when he's blowing that harmonica. Man or Mouse. And the Cleftones got us started with Heart and Soul, 1961. Went up to number 18 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B. That song was written by Hoagy Carmichael. And Hoagy was out there writing music in the 40s and on into the 50s, but not really rock and roll stuff. But they took this song and made a good one. Johnny Mathis was the first one to chart with this in 1956. And I know Johnny did a good job. But Heart and Soul, Cleftones. Okay, we got the Five Royals coming in next, the Hurricanes. And then Jimmy Clanton going to do us one. So here we go right now, a really good sound. I've always liked this one, the Five Royals, 32nd Lover.
Yeah, I'm a 30-something lover. Love has made me cry. Yeah, I'm a 30-something lover. Love has made me cry. Yeah, I'm a 30-something lover. Love has made me cry. Can't get you out of my mind. Yeah. Yeah. What you've been doing to me, yeah. I'm gonna tell everybody what you've been doing to me, yeah. I'm gonna tell everybody what you've been doing to me. Can't get you out of my mind, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get me a bottle.
Lay that pistol down. hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I lied and wished that I was dead. Oh, but lay that pistol down, baby. Lay that pistol down. A pistol packed in my armor. Lay that pistol down.
Just a dream. Is always with me. I can still hear that same mournful song. And now I sit here crying. Please leave me alone. Why do I love you?
Misery.
I know that I won't forget you. But now I know it's too late for me. Your picture is always with me. I can still hear that same mournful song. And now I sit here crying. Please leave me alone. Oh, why do I love you?
I love you.
How can I live in misery?
Misery.
I know that I won't forget you. But now I know it's too late for me.
Jimmy Clanton, Just a Dream. I did like Jimmy Clanton stuff. He did a lot of good stuff. 1958 went to number 4 on the pop charts, but it went all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. Did a lot of his recording out of the New Orleans area, Louisiana, and did some really good sounds over the years. Jimmy Clanton. Pistol Packing Mama before that, The Hurricanes, 1955, a song that didn't chart. It's on the King label. And it was a song that was very, very popular. It charted, first of all, in 1943, 12 years before The Hurricanes version. 1943. It went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B. And this was for Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. So you can just hear Bing Crosby singing Pistol Packin' Mama. And also at the same time, it went to number 1 on the R&B and number 5 on the pop charts for Al Dexter. There again, that same year, this song with different people singing, it went to number 1 on the R&B and number 3 and number 5 on the pop charts. So big, big sound, Pistol Packin' Mama. But this was the Hurricanes from 1955. 30 Second Lover before that. Five Royals, 1957, didn't chart on the King label. Boy, got a lot of airplay around here at the time. After it was probably not in 57. I think it probably got more airplay later. The kids that were leaving Birmingham and going to Panama City picked it up on the jukebox down there. And big sound for them. They all brought it back to Birmingham, that sound. So, but I don't know how much airplay it may have gotten here, but it did later on anyway. Okay, let's keep going. We've got our double play of the day coming up next, but Dean Martin is going to get us started. And then we're going to do two by the Elegants. And I'm sure you remember them, Little Star. But this is not gonna, I'm not going to play that one, but you'll hear two that you probably never heard unless you got the Best Of or the Greatest Of or whatever by the Elegants. But maybe you'll like these two. But right now we've got Dean Martin doing one of my favorite songs, and done originally by Jerry Wallace. But this is In the Misty Moonlight, Dean Martin.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as I'm with you.
As long as I'm with you.
In a faraway land, on the tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue. Way up on a mountain, way down in a valley, I know I'll be happy any place, anywhere. I don't care, in the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as you are there. Flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as you're there. In a misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as you're there.
What's the use of anger? I never see it.
Good Night, The Elegance, 1958, a song that didn't chart. Came out on the APT label. If you like the elegance of that sound, you can look for that record on the APT label. And before that, The Elegance, our double play of the day, they did a song called Payday, 1959, a song that didn't chart also. And it also was on the APT. They only had one song that charted. Of course, that was Little Star. And it made it on pop and the R&B charts. It went to number 27 on the pop charts and number 10 on the R&B charts. And that was the only thing that the Elegance had that charted, but left us a nice little group of songs there, including these two we played here, Good Night and Payday, our double play of the day, The Elegance. And before that, Dean Martin, 1967, number 46 on the pop charts for him. Jerry Wallace took it to number 19 3 years earlier in 64. And that was the more well-known version of that, and I've always liked that. That song was written by Cindy Walker. Cindy was born like in somewhere, I think, 1917 out in Texas, and wrote a lot of songs over the year. In fact, she wrote You Don't Know Me, which Ray Charles did, and quite a few other people did. Dream Lover, that was, Dream Baby, that was Roy Orbison. You'll know that song. And then Jim Reeves, if you're a big Jim Reeves fan, you'll know this one, Distant Drums, good sound by him. But Cindy wrote that. But she's also a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, too, with her songwriting. And really good sound by her, In the Misty Moonlight. Okay, well, it's almost time for us to go, so I'm going to play one more set here. We got the Coasters going to get us started. And Emmylou Harris, along with Roy Orbison, we just mentioned Roy. Emmylou Harris and Roy Orbison is going to do one, and then Dee Clark. So right now, let's get back with the Coasters and do a song called Wait a Minute.
Offer you more.
What a nerve. What a chase.
Better put her in her place.
Wait just a minute.
Bob-a-doo,
bob-a-doo. You know that won't get it. If that's the way your love be,
you might as well forget it.
Bob-a-doo, bob-a-doo, bob-a-doo.
Am I correct in what bob-a-doo, you say? Bob-a-doo, that you would rather be with bob-a-doo, him instead? You said that you could travel with him far. Say he's got a brand new Cadillac car.
Well, what do you mean?
Is that so?
Better let that woman go.
Well, yeah, you ain't a minute. You know that won't get it. If that's the way your love will be,
you might as well forget it.
Till you fun is done.
You're a rock and you're tough.
Honey, cut out all that stuff.
Wait, you ain't a minute.
Bob-a-doo,
you know that won't get it.
Bob-a-doo,
if that's the way your love will be,
you might as well forget it.
You're bad. You're so wild.
Stop a messing with me, child.
Well, yeah, you need a minute.
Bob-a-doo,
bob-a-doo. You know that won't get it.
Bob-a-doo,
if that's the way your love will be,
you might as well forget it.
Bob-a-doo,
you might as well forget it. Why, you can just go on and forget about the whole cotton picking affair.
I saw you standing there on the street. I found myself by your side. I started wanting you again. There's just no way to hide from that old loving you feeling again. to stop, to start all over again with you.
I remember how you always get that certain look in your eye. You're not easy to resist, but I just walked on by with that old loving you feeling again.
You feeling.
It's really got me reeling again.
Loving you
only seems to start all over again.
Loving you feeling.
Loving.
You going back to school this year, boy?
No, I don't think I'm going to make it, Dave.
Hey, man, you better come on back to school, man.
What do you think, I'm a dumbbell or something?
Well, no, it's not that, Humphrey, but, man, we're sure going to miss you on the football team this year. I know that.
Hey, you're in the football team. And, you know, I couldn't even find a job this summer. I think I'm going to make it back, Dave, you know?
Yeah, you better come on
back. Hey, listen.
back to school. I'm going back. I'm going back to school.
Come on, son.
I'm going back.
Ah, fun little tune there. D. Clark, a song that he wrote, I'm Going Back to School. Probably played in late summer, early fall. D. Clark getting people to go back to school. 1962, song that went up on the pop charts to number 52 and number 18 on the R&B charts for D. Clark. And you remember a big song by him called Raindrops. What a song that was. And before that, that Loving You Feeling Again, Emmylou Harris along with Roy Orbison, 1980, went up to number 55 on the pop charts, and on the country western, it went up to number 6. That was a song co-written by Roy Orbison, and it's from a movie called Roadie. You might remember that. And it also won a Grammy for Emmylou and Roy that year, Country Vocal Duo that year, 1980. Good sound by them. And the Coasters got us started, wait a minute, 1961, went to number 37 on the charts for the Coasters. Good sound by them. Okay, it's almost time to go. We got to get out of here. We always play us an instrumental at the end of my show, so we're going to do one by Jimmy Reed. This is a little instrumental called Odds and Ends. Came out in 1958 on the VJ label. Didn't do anything as far as charting, but hey, Jimmy Reed. I mean, it's hard to beat Jimmy Reed, whether it's instrumental or his singing or whatever it is. So, but I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed our show and trying to just play a little bit of everything and different, and maybe you heard something new or something you hadn't heard in a while. So, but anyway, this is Jimmy Reed at Odds and Ends, and we will catch you next time on BRC Radio.